previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Government employees pension fund chair Dondo Mokgadjane has stepped down in the wake of allegations of corruption made against him by the former chair of VBS Mutual Bank. He will also leave his role as CEO of the Moti Group. Mokgadjane says he's confident the truth will prevail and his reputation will be restored. The allegation comes from Chifiwa Matodzi, a convicted fraudster, former chairperson of VBS. Matodzi cut a plea deal and testified in the Gauteng High Court earlier this year that Mokgadjane had taken a 1 million rand bribe ahead of the VBS collapse. He alleges that the former Director General of National Treasury was paid to withdraw a letter from Treasury instructing municipalities to stop depositing funds with VBS. One of the world's most celebrated banks is more bullish on South Africa's prospects than our own finance minister. That's according to a report by Bloomberg, quoting Goldman Sachs Group's economist Andrew Matheny. Matheny says he believes the country is unlikely to suffer the large revenue shortfall projected by Minister Enoch Godongwana, and that the nation's path for fiscal consolidation remains credible. Matheny was commenting on last week's budget update when Godongwana presented a bleaker-than-expected picture with a wider budget deficit. And ratings agency Fitch agrees, sort of. Fitch says it may upgrade the country's credit outlook if the government sticks to its plan to stabilize debt as outlined by Godongwana. It could be positive for the rating if debt does follow the path projected by the government, says Fitch, but it cautions that it thinks the budget forecasts are optimistic because of the money that's going to be needed by Transnet. On the markets, the JSE and London's FTSE closed last evening flat. In New York, the Dow is down 0.6%, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning up 1.3%, Hong Kong up 1.1%, Sydney down 0.4%. The US dollar remains slightly easier at 109 to the euro. The rand at 17.51 to the dollar, 19.04 to the euro, 22.68 to sterling. Gold at 2,734, platinum 986, Bitcoin just under 68,150, Brent crude oil just over $75 a barrel. And talking about oil, the price of fuel will go up tomorrow. 25 cents a litre for petrol, 20 to 21 cents a litre for diesel, paraffin by 21 cents a litre, and LP gas up by 36 cents a kilogram.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.